Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Hamilton. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Hamilton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Herrenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Herrenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Grote and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. One out. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrenstein takes first base on ball 4. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herrenstein moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley takes first base on ball four. Herrenstein moves to third. Brown moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Cline pinch hits for Ernie Braulio. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Jones fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jones. Phillips moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herrenstein takes first base on ball 4. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herrenstein moves to second. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Koontz. Jones moves to third. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from Hundley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 7-3, Mets. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-3, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Fall now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Herrenstein takes first base on ball 4. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Brown reaches second base with a double. Herrenstein moves to third. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herrenstein scores. Brown scores. It's 8-5, Mets. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bill Fall. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Hundley scores. Kessinger scores. It's 8-7, Mets. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 7. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrenstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Herrenstein. Grote scores. Sutherland moves to third. Hunt moves to second. It's 9-7, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Boyer is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. Hunt scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 11-7, Mets. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-4 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips, who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Boyer scores. Cranepool scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-7, Mets. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-7, Mets. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 14, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Herrenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Herrenstein moves to second. It's 14-8, Mets. Dave Eilers now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herrenstein moves to third. Brown moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herrenstein scores. Brown scores. Hundley moves to second. It's 14-10, Mets. George Altman pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 14-11, Mets. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 14, and the Cubs 11. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Hendley now pitching. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 14, and the Cubs 11. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 14, and Chicago Cubs, 11. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.